Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon or good morning, good evening, wherever you are. Just let us celebrate life today, and we will be not shooting live. Well, actually, we're going live on, let's go live on YouTube, let's go live. And then also, add a title, okay, where do you... All right, let's just go live now. Go live. Hi, YouTubers. Welcome to Eating to Live with Alessandra, also known as Sandy Ali. And then we're going to go live on Facebook. Actually, yeah, we are live on Facebook. Okay. All right. Hi, Facebook. How y'all doing? All right, so... Today, let's see, YouTubers, okay, hi YouTubers, hope you have good light. All right, so today we're going to talk about Bach Flower Remedies. It seems like we always run at the end of the show, but I think it's a very important subject to cover today because it's something that everyone is going through. Everyone is under stress. Everyone is going through things that they, you know, maybe don't need to go through, but it is what it is. So you have a lot of situations and you're going to try to get through it the best that you can. And so That's what we're here to do, is to help you with that. All right. So we're going to Bach Flowers, BachRemedies.com/en-us-remedy-chooser. And I like to use these products because I was introduced to them by a guru that helped me reduce the weight. Not lose the weight, release the weight, because anything that's lost can be found. So you have to also think about changing your words, because your words go out into the universe to perform whatever it is that you say. So whenever you say I am, you're talking about the God in you, the Yeah God, doing something, telling the universe, I am, and then make it happen for me. Do it. Your words cannot be voided. So it's very important that you make sure that you just take a minute to think about what it is you're saying. So on YouTube and on Facebook, I put the link in the text chat. All right, so make sure you're very cognizant of whatever it is that you're saying, because as a God, that word cannot come back to you, Lord, and no. All right. So if you're at choosers, we're going to go with I'm struggling with decisions. You have 6 selections. Are you struggling with resignation? You don't care about deciding, indecisiveness about your future, letting go of loved ones, being possessive and overly protective of them, making a decision between two things. Procrastination is a big stumbling block for a lot of people, because sometimes you don't have the courage to get up and do something that you have to do. You have to do things. It is a must. Some things will not be passed down. Some things won't be transferred. Some things you will have to do to get through to the next level, to get through to the next phase. The next cycle, whatever it is that you're supposed to do, you're going to have to always garner up courage. You can always tell when your dream is bigger than you and you're a little hesitant. Yeah, a little procrastination sometimes is good to let you know I'm on the right track. But you have to go into your knower, the feeler, your gut, your intuition, and ask the ancestors to help you get through what it is that you have to get through, because you don't have a choice. And remember, Nothing is going to be too hard for you that you are already, that you're not built for. So if you have a challenge, just know you're already built to complete that thing because you are a winner. There's nothing in your DNA that says that you can lose, okay? Sometimes you may miss the mark, but you are not a loser. You are a winner, all right? So you already are, the game is fixed. Okay, it's rigged, all right? You won. So you just have to walk these things out to get the experience of it. All right, so if you're going to make a decision about deciding which decisions struggle you're having, resignation, indecisiveness about your future, letting go of loved ones, being possessive and overly protective of them, making a decision between two things, procrastination, just the thought of doing a task is too much, not trusting your own judgment, often seeking advice from others. All right, so let's just pick. I want to minister to the men today who are going through things at the house because of COVID. You're not working. Your job is taking you through changes. Your J-O-B, your job. You're having a job experience and you're lashing out at your significant other and the children. Let's get you some help because you need help. You are out of your status. And either way, the wrong people are in the wrong status. That's what is the imbalance with our planet. We have to get back in right status. If you're perpetrating, hypothecating your status, get back and into your right status. Things are going to balance out for you. Provisions have been made for you. And if you have been perpetrating being the lost son or the lost daughter, get back into your right status as the owner, as the lender. Get back into your white status. White is shiny and clean. It's not a color of a person. It's a status given to all Moors that were born on this land with an African mother and an African maternal grandmother. You are the head. And so the balance is not going to come onto the planet. We can fast. We can pray. We can do rituals, do everything that you know to do. But the universe, Mother Nature, is running the game. We're just the players. We're not the coach. And so when you get into that effect and you know that you have to do a change and you may be fearful, study to show yourself approved, Timothy, if you're a Christian listening to me with your Bible. You have to study. Within your intuition, within your knower, there's something better than this. My people did not suffer for nothing. There was a spoil or a booty at the end. And that comes from the beginning. We were born into this status. And so we have to get into our right status. Okay. So I'm talking to that man who may be thinking about punching his wife or slapping the children because you're frustrated. Get back into your right status, brother, and things are already made out for you. Just go to the Bible and look at the story of the prodigal son. The prodigal son is you. Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz is you. Okay, that's you. Everybody knows it but you. Get up out of your slumber. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Everything is here for you. We developed this whole system. We made it. Look at the people like Benjamin Banneker. Look at the people who have invented this whole show. Look at the people. Look at the inventors. The Moors invented everything. And we were slighted for everything that we invented. Everything was invented by Moore that you're using today. The only thing that the Europeans truthfully have invented was the patent office. All right? So just think about that. Think about the line that you come from of inventions. Think about whenever you're doing something, you say, this is something that I thought of. Your thought passed. It's time for action. You have all the resources given to you to do everything it is to make your people happy, to make your rule and your reign smooth, Emperor, Empress. Okay? Let's get back to our original self. All right, so if we're talking to the men today, working with decisions, all right, let's say that, you will pick not trusting your own judgment, often seeking advice from others. Okay, so I'm just trying to set up a frame of mind of what our brothers are going through right now. Let's say letting go of loved ones, being possessive and overly protective of them. I'm thinking of, say, for instance, if you're a brother and you have your wife or your significant other and you don't want her to go to the grocery store because you're super jealous right now because you're super insecure. All right, so let's pick letting go of loved ones. 9 times out of 10, if you are a prick, and your woman is still there with you, she might not be going anywhere until she is driven over that cliff. So let's work with that. Letting go of loved ones, releasing them to let them be themselves because you're being possessive and overly protective of them. Right? Habits. 1 through 4. Breaking a habit and experiencing change, experiencing setbacks, suppressing inner struggle with food, alcohol, drugs, etc., making the same mistakes over and over. All right, so if I was talking to the men who are working with some short sticks right now, let's say that you are experiencing setbacks. Okay? And this is the Bach flower test to help get you where you need to be emotionally. We can detox all day, get our bodies down, curvilicious, eat right. But if you don't have the emotional balance, you're not going to handle that. I'll tell you, when I was morbidly obese, I was almost 400 pounds. I was a size 30 dress. And I got down to a size 0, just taking supplements, change of diet, no exercise at the time. BET ran a whole thing. It's on YouTube. Not this station, but I forget what it is. The San Diego Story 2 or something like that. But what happened was that I went cold turkey on everything. He gave me a list of foods to avoid: no flour, no sugar, no corn, no wheat, no raisins, no fried foods. And so I did it from day one. And to this day, I am still doing it since 2005. But then he didn't take me off meat at the time, but what I did was I stopped frying the meat. And then 7 years ago, I became a vegan after doing publicity for a film on veganism. And what I saw, I did not want to eat meat again. And immediately my colonic system became undigested. And so I've been happy with the results. And I often share with my clients who are trying to make a transition from sick to well or from cancer to cancer-free, you know, sometimes you have to let go of things, but I'm not saying that everybody on the planet should be a vegan. That's your decision to make. But what I'm saying is to get health and healing, you're going to have to stop eating the foods that is doing the damage, that's making you sick, all right? And so, it can be hard, but when you get your mind right, get your mind together with that, it works. At the time, this was February 2005 that I started that transition and started that journey. And at that time, Venus was in my sixth house. That has to do with day-to-day work and health. And so it was the perfect time. I did not plan it. It just happened that way. When I looked back and I saw what was going on, it was the perfect time to do that, to get a real strong health program for myself. And then I wouldn't have to worry about that for the rest of my life. And so when I started, there was no daily harvest. I'm promoting this because I like it. And I have no arrangement with Daily Harvest, but I like the food. I like what I tried. My neighbor gave this to me. She said she wasn't ready to go vegan or healthy. So she said she wasn't going to eat it, and so she gave it to me. This one is the chia bowl, banana, blackberry, chia, hemp seed, coconut, and blue magic. And blue magic is a type of spirulina. I know, I think Dr. Sapi has spirulina on his list to not take, but I find it is very helpful to me. So add a half a cup of your preferred milk, and I added coconut milk. And then cover and soak in the fridge overnight for 6+ hours. I did that. And then stir and dig in. I did that. All right. And then last night I had the soup. It's a carrot, coconut, tomato, bell pepper, madras curry, and galangal. Now, galangal is an herb, and I was very impressed when I saw that. I'm going to just tell you the benefits of galangal. I don't need another. Let's go to the home page. And hopefully this information is helping you. All right, so let me, here we go. Let's see. Let's see. I have my own reference book that I use. So it's a book that I've been using since the 1900s. Sounds like a long time ago. Back in the 1900s, we used to ride a bus. But and my grandmother, Frances, was a mystic. She used to go outside and get the bark and the flower and the leaf. Let's look at our time. And so I'm saying, if you don't have the time or the inclination to cook or make the food, because it takes a while, organic and food from scratch is time consuming, and you have to put your energy into it. So don't cook mad. Don't eat when you're mad. Those things do not mix. All right, we are on the 8-minute mark for Blog Talk, but we'll continue with Facebook Live and YouTube. All right, where's my galangal? Galangal, a ginger-like herb effective for indigestion, flatulence, which is gas, farts, motion sickness, and nausea. A mild aphrodisiac enhances food assimilation and cardiac tonic. I was taking cooking lessons from a three Michelin star chef last year or the year before that sometime. And so I was not impressed, although he's flawless with the food and the prep and converting commonly loved dishes into the vegan version. We did that all day long. But I was mostly impressed because he has a degree in gastrology. He knows what is good for the stomach as far as food goes. So that was impressive to me. So so with this, the soup, you just add 1 cup of water or unsalted broth to this bowl. For stovetop, pour into pot and cook over medium to high heat for 4 to 6 minutes. And I do not recommend using a microwave. As a matter of fact, if you have a microwave in your house, you should put it on the curb and let your people pick it up. Do not use a microwave because it gives you radiation. The food is still cooking when you're eating it. All right. I was sharing the other day with a doctor, I think it was, when I had my friend, she had cancer and we got rid of the cancer, but the doctors talked her into taking chemo just in case. And so it was her decision to make, but let me tell you, I wouldn't have made that decision. And we went to one of the family friend doctors, somebody who she helped raise, and he told her, now he's an MD, and he told her, I can't tell you what to do, but I would not give my dog chemo or radiation. And he said, even saying that, I could lose my license. But she went ahead because the doctor convinced her that she didn't want to go through all this stuff again. When he caused most of the problems, he slit her bladder and did a lot of things to her that was not nice. But the issue or the point that I'm making is that sometimes when you have your prayer answered or the request that you sent out into the universe to bring back, it may look too simple. It may look too easy. You might say, I didn't work for that, or, you know, without pain, there's no gain. That's not true. Some things will come because you have a flow with the universe. You're on the same level, you're on the same vibration. Things will come quickly to those that are doing the right thing and are not causing harm or hurt to other people. You know, everybody has their shit. Everybody goes through their whole time when they've done fucked up shit. And then there comes a time when you come to yourself, like the prodigal son. There is no need for things when you come back from being the prodigal son or the prodigal daughter, right? Everything is, he had the robe, he had the ring and the slippers. The robe was his kingdom, he was the emperor again. The slippers, he had all the land, and the ring, he was in vibration with the universe, married to the universe. That's you, that's me. And so when we understand, overstand, understand that, a lot of things will cease and you will be amazed. And it will not cease to amaze you. Okay? So for people who are who don't have time to go to Whole Foods or go looking at the farmer's market for healthy food, can't beat this. Now, and I've also had their sweet potato bread. So they take sweet potatoes, hammer them out, make it into like the little loaf, very thin, like you're eating an Italian pizza. And they have cabbage on it. They have something, but you know, you just, if you don't like the way it tastes, it has the good foundation for you to build on. So when I take the sweet potato, the bread, I add hummus on top after I bake it. I like to add stuff. You can add cheese, vegan cheese, or it says not to add salted broth, but I needed salt in this soup. It was very good, but I needed salt. And I use pink sea salt. I have gray salt. I have smoked apple salt. Salt used to be currency. Do the research. Salt is no joke. But the salt that the companies that make the salt for table and the ground, no can do. All right. I was in Las Vegas, and I forget the town or the little area that you go through from California when you're driving that had the salt mines. We pulled over on the side, and it was so much salt. And you just dry it out, and it's salt. It tastes very good. You can taste the food when you have real salt. Otherwise, those 72 chemicals in that box that you have in your cupboard is going to deaden all your taste buds, and you won't taste food, and then you won't realize that you're not eating food. 90. And I remember a client with the Knicks. I went to the farmer's market to get his food for him, and I sliced the tomato and made the lunch, and he was like, oh, my God. He's like, I can actually taste the tomato. He said, I grew up in Alabama. And he said, this is what our food tasted like when we were growing our own food. And so you can taste. When you get all this toxicity out, you can taste your food. And you can taste when it's not food. Okay? All right. I just wanted to throw those things in. While I'm in the book, let me just look up spirulina. And we're going to say goodbye to our Blog Talk Radio audience. Spirulina. Spirulina, a highly nutritious antioxidant, microalgae, an excellent source of protein, 70%, highest natural plant source, a prime immunostimulant, calcium, iron, iodine, and amino acids, great to counter cancer, good for all thyroid complaints, helpful against anorexia and malnourishment, sorry. all right, so that was the chia bowl. Spirulina is in this. So it would be a good thing if you were to connect or do your own thing. All right. Bye, Blog Talk Radio. See you tomorrow.